I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Joseph Browdy's new book is a murder mystery set in the North African nation of Morocco. The murder is of a night watchman in Casablanca. The mystery is more complicated. It's no mere whodunit. It's how Moroccans, and by extension Arabs, maintain a social fabric of different religions and values, of those with power and wealth and those without. And Mr. Browdy's book is all true. It's called The Honored Dead, a story of friendship, murder, and the search for truth in the Arab world. Joseph Browdy is in New York. Browdy says he was persuaded to investigate the crime by the friend of the murdered night watchman.
The murder victim's friend is a lovable guy with a salt and pepper beard and 8 kids and a bunch of cats named Muhammad Barry. And he just couldn't go on without knowing what really happened to his friend. He believed that the cops were lying when they said that it was just a robbery gone wrong. The killer was a soldier, and the warehouse was a place that was owned by a Jewish businessman. So Muhammad Barry suspected that there was a lot going on, maybe even a conspiracy. So meanwhile, I'm embedded with the Moroccan police,
right,
and Barry prevails upon me to essentially out-embed myself and reinvestigate the crime with him right under the noses of the Moroccan police.
Now, Police Chief Sharkawi, who heads up the precinct you're embedded with, says something early on to you. He says, "We're not just police, we're guardians of the social fabric." What did he mean by that?
See, if you open the crime section of a newspaper in most Arab countries, you'll find that all the names are blanked out. The name of the criminal, the name of the victim, even the names of the police officers and the judges. So the Moroccan police, they say they're guardians of the social fabric. They enforce the strict anonymity in criminal matters in order to prevent cycles of vengeance among the population.
And that's the current case in say, Morocco, where you were.
It's certainly the case in Morocco, and it's the case in just about every Arab country.
Joseph Browdy, you're a main character in the story as well. You're an American of Iraqi Jewish origin who speaks several dialects of Arabic, Hebrew, and Farsi. How did a facility with languages help you in this murder investigation, do you think?
Well, Casablanca is a place of many ethnic groups and languages. So you have the Francophone stream, the French-speaking stream of Moroccans in power, but you also have Arabs who dominate linguistically. And then you have Berber, which is an ancient minority ethnic group, and they have 3 languages of their own. And finally, you have a small Jewish community who, in addition to Arabic and French, speak Hebrew.
I mean, the fact that you're Iraqi and Jewish by origin, what kind of role did that play in your time that you spent embedded with the police precinct?
Well, it's a little known fact that there used to be over 1 million Jews living in the Arab world. Now, almost all of them are gone. But some of them, like my mother from Baghdad, sort of fondly remember the way life was. And there's a sense of Arab identity as well as Jewish identity. So being in a second generation situation growing up in the United States, I had this longing to come back, longing to be a part of the Arab world myself. So I studied the language and I spent a lot of time in the region. And this experience living in Casablanca was especially meaningful because there still is a tiny Jewish community there.
I mean, some Moroccans hear your accent. They know from it immediately that you're Iraqi. What would have happened if you had told them you were Jewish? I mean, those who were Muslim and pleased that you were Iraqi.
It depends on who you're talking to. And one of the things one has to do over time is gain a sense of who to talk to about being Jewish and who not to talk to. But there's a great many people in Morocco who feel warmly toward Jews, and that's a very special thing in the Arab world. It speaks to Morocco's tradition of tolerance. That said, the radical Islamist groups and their satellite television have an impact too, and so you have to be careful, really, whom you speak to, and you don't want to advertise your Jewish identity on the street.
The police precinct knows you're Jewish. In fact, they say, why do you Jews keep coming back to Morocco? What's in it, and what do you tell them?
Well, one thing everybody knows and understands is that the present king's grandfather, King Mohammed V, shielded the Jews of Morocco from the Nazis. Back when the movie Casablanca was made, you had the pro-Nazi Vichy occupation of Morocco, and they demanded of the king to surrender the Jewish population of several hundred thousand, and he said no, at some risk to himself. And so that is an act of bravery that Jews everywhere are grateful for.
We'll wrap this interview with you, Mr. Browdy, with a question about music. Not far from Police Precinct Number 5, you were told early on during your embed that it's the home of the very successful Moroccan rock band Nas Al-Khiwan. You became friends with their lead singer, Umar Sayed. Tell us about Nas Al-Khiwan and how this band that came of age during the heady 1960s played a role in your story in this book, The Honored Dead.
Nas Al-Khiwan are a rock band that are thought to be the heart and soul of Morocco, maybe the heart and soul of North Africa. They were kids from the shanty towns from all over that country, different ethnic groups, who came together and weaved together a sound that is thought to be the sound of Morocco today. And so they have this special insight into what the secrets of the Moroccan people might be. So I got to know them because they happened to live in the police precinct where I was based, and they became sort of spiritual detectives. They listened to the strands of the investigation as we were pursuing them and offered their advice. They had this uncanny intuition about where we should go, you know, what rocks to look under and whom to ask questions of. So they were enormously helpful.
And this song we're listening to now is called Nakhel, or Queen Bee. It's metaphorical. Explain it.
Well, in the Arab world, when you want to criticize a regime, you have to do it really carefully. And so this is a kind of an allegory where a government official, a king, in fact, visits a queen bee and asks her how her hive is run. And she says, "There isn't a single greedy official to deceive me. I have students of justice in my service, and God protects me from every cheat." The king responds that he is not so lucky, and she flies away sadder and wiser about human affairs. So that's the kind of metaphor that the rock band Nas Al-Khiwan will use to tell the story of the Moroccan people.
We'll go out with Nakhel by the band and Nas Al-Khiwan. Joseph Browdy's new book is called The Honored Dead, a story of friendship, murder, and the search for truth in the Arab world. Joseph Browdy, thanks very much indeed.
Thank you, Marco.
When we're not on the radio, we're online 24/7 at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Thank you for listening. قالت ما عندي وزير طماع يداري وقالت ما عندي وزير طماع يداري هي لمنو كانوا كفرا السلطان ضبيب والراعي مضرور والراعي مضرور قولوا زير ما يبلغ الاخبار